So what did that last really mean to you guys?
It honestly just, Reagan told me on the bus, she's like, Grace, you know you're going to be the last American swimming in this meet. And I was like, oh, okay. Kind of just put the pressure on. And I really, like, we were just really pumped going into it. We saw the guys smash it and just kill that race. And we wanted to, like, do it justice, too. We all went out and did our best. And that's all I could really ask for. And I'm so proud of all the girls.
Being in that unenviable situation again of anchoring against Taylor, how do you, I guess, keep your composure, stay motivated, and, you know, again, have the split of your life?
It was actually really easy. I went into it, and I thought, like, this is my dream. I've been dreaming about this moment for a while. And it didn't really have the outcome that I wanted, which means, like, just more fuel to the flames. So I'll come back next international meet, and I'll be hearing the Canadian anthem in my head and thinking, no, I'm not going to hear that again.
So, I guess from the goods and the bads, the goods being, you know, no one can argue this was a successful meet, the bads, you know, being that.
Yeah.
How do you feel like the team leaves the meet? What emotions and sort of feelings about going forward towards the future? Because this is a junior meet with the goal being getting to another level.
I think everyone here is going to be so, so motivated to get there. This is the most fun I've ever had in a meet in my life. And I think a lot of other people think the same thing. And I think that the motivation to get back here and then to keep going on is going to be unreal.
Yeah. I guess that's it. Thanks.
Thank you.